So we'll sing a song on page 3 in the small songbook. I have one more songbook if someone wants. This first line, the first two lines together will be the chorus, just like we do with Gauranga Karuna Choro. In between each pair of lines, we'll sing as two first lines, everyone all at once together.
Singa dwara tyaji gura samudrari daya.
Yeah.
Bohijaya. Thank you.
Thank you.
Don't sing with your voice, sing with your heart. This is the Gambira. Everyone together.
Hare Krishna.
Goranga, 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 Goranga.
Shri Prem Purushottam Sachinandana Gaura Hari Ke. Shri Prem Datta Nityananda Prabhu Ke. Shri Shri Radha Kanju Ke. Shri Gambira Ke. Shri Madhujara Shaganaiti Murti Mahabha Prakash Jagannatha Ke. Shri Jagannath Shri Baladev Shri Mati Subhadramai Sudarshan Juva Ke. Shri Vipralamba Ketra Jagannath Puridama Ke. Shri Prabhupada Ke. Shri Prabhupada Ke. Samaveda Bhakta Binda Ke. Go Premananda. Chandraya Radhikaya Tadalaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha Namasvestam Manamapi Sachi Putram Matrasvarupam Rupam Dasya Grajam Rupurim Maturim Gostavatim Radha Kundam Girivaram Aho Radhika Madhavasam Prapto yasya patita kripaya Shri Gurum tamnatosmi Ajanulambuto bujo Kanakavadato Sankirtanaikapitaro Kamalayatakshu Vishvambaro Dvijavaro Yugadharmapalo Vande Jagapriyakaro Karuna Avataro Anapita Chirim Chirat Karuna Avatinakalo Samarpaitam Manujvala Rasam Swabhakti Shriyam Hari Purata Sundara Dyuti Kadamba Sandipitaha Sada Hridaya Kandare Spuratuva Sachinandanaha Utama Adama Kichuna Bachila Jachiya Dileka Kola Tahe Premananda Emona Goranga Hidoya Dariya Bola Baj Goranga Kaha Goranga Laha Gorangera Namari Hey Baj Goranga Kaha Goranga Laha Gorangera Namari Jana Goranga Baje Se Hoyamara Pranare Jana Goranga Baje Se Hoyamara Pranare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Yasyaiva Padam Bhuja Bhakti Labhya Prema Bidana Parama Pumarta Tismai Jagan Mangala Mangalaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Vamsha Kapadarubhyascha Kripasindubhya Evacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Govinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So, we've come to a very, very special and very deep place in our adventure together in Jagannath Puri. This place is known as the Gambira. Gambira has different meanings. One meaning of the word Gambira is very grave or very deep. This is a place where the Supreme Personality of Godhead locked himself in a room for 18 years and cried for himself. What an amazing concept. This is a place which is a foundation of our Sampradaya, which establishes a superiority of Srimati Radharani. The proof that Krishna himself came in her mood to try to taste her mood and locked himself up here in the Gambira for 18 years and just cried. And thereby, as we were reading last night in Chaitanya Charitamrita, thereby Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accomplished both a Bahiranga Karan and an Antaranga Karan, or an external purpose and an internal purpose. His external purpose was to teach us how to do bhajan. That was one of his purposes in coming to this world. And that's why he came here to Jagannath Puri. His internal reason was to taste Radha Bhav. He tasted Radha Bhav something in Navadvip. We can read about that in Chaitanya Charitamrita. But Radha Bhav is very, very ekantic. And in Jagannath Puri, he's doing kirtan and Srivasanga. What is that Srivasanga in Krishna Leela? Does anyone know? It's a rasa stali. But in Vrindavan, there's different rasa stalis. There's the rasa stali on the bank of the Jamuna at Vamsivat. And there's a rasa stali at Govardhan, the place known as Chandra Sarovar. The rasa stali at Vamsivat is known as Panchayati Ras. You must know the meaning of Panchayati. Every village has a Panchayati. It means kind of like open house. For those of you from America, every school has an open house. So that was an open house Ras Leela. And the Munichari Gopis and the Rishichari Gopis, they were there. And Srimati Radharani became unhappy. We spoke about this something last night. Why did she become unhappy? Don't think it's for her own selfishness. Some people say that she was unhappy because why is Krishna giving equal attention to the Munichari Gopis, Rishichari Gopis, and to the Astasakis? Not good. That's not the reason. She was unhappy because she thought, what is this? We're giving Krishna some khichdi. It's mixed. Khichdi is a mix of so many different things. We should give him something first class. We should give him the sar. Sar is when you boil milk and the thick cream comes to the top and it becomes a little hard. And they collect that. They make sweets out of that. The children like it very much. It's the essence of the milk. Krishna deserves some sar. So she left the Ras Leela. And we spoke last night how Krishna was looking for her. So Ras Leela is also going on in Navadvip, in Mayapur. But what kind of Ras Leela? Who is present there? Whose house is it at? Srivas Thakur. Who is Srivas Thakur in Krishna Leela? Narad Muni. So Narad Muni is coming to the Ras Leela. Who else is there? Advaitacharya. Who is Advaitacharya? Mahavishnu Sadashiva. He's coming to the Ras Leela. Sachi Mata was coming there. Now, for those of you men who don't believe this, you can ask any young lady. There's a saying in America, two is company, three is a crowd. Raise your hand. How many young ladies here would like to go on a romantic honeymoon with your husband along with his mother? Any hands in the air? No. It's not a very romantic idea, is it? So Sachimata's also there. It's Panchayati Ras. It's open house for everyone. So to taste right above, Krishna says in the Gita, Vyavasayatmika Budhi Ekeha Kuru Nandana. To progress on this path of love, you have to be one-pointed. But Krishna's not one-pointed. He's Bahusaka. He's reciprocating with Ruttak and Patrak, his servants, and Sridham and Madhu Mangal, his friends, and Yashoda and Devaki, his parents. He's reciprocating with all the Rasas. He's multi-branched. But Srimati Radharani is Vyavasayatmika Budhi Ekeha. She's one-pointed. For Krishna to repay his debt, he also had to become one-pointed. That's the purport of Gaura's Sannyas Leela. Sannyas means Gopi Bhav. Srimati Radharani, in separation from Krishna, she's crying and crying. And there's kumkum on her breasts. And her tears are washing that kumkum down, and it gets all over her cloth. And it becomes saffron colored. This is sannyas in Gaudiya Vaishnavism. What was the first question Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked from Keshava Bharati after he took sannyas? Guru Maharaj, please give me permission to go to Jagannath Puri Dham. Because this place is Sri Ketra. My Guru Maharaj gave a very esoteric purport to the meaning of that word. He said that Sri means Sarva Angsini Radhika. Sri Ketra means the place of Srimati Radharani. And therefore, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, he came to this place. Sannyas means Vyavasayatmika Budhi. He gave up Sachimata. He gave up Vishnupriya. He gave up all of his friends in Navadvip. Don't think their love is low class. Krishna describes in Adi Purana, in Hari Bhakti Sudodaya, Sadamuktopi Bhadosmi Bhaktenasneya Rajubi. Although I'm Mukunda, Sadamuktopi, I'm always liberated. Still Bhadosmi, I become bound up. Bhaktenasneya Rajubi. By the rope of love of my devotees. He can't leave Sachimata. He's not a brahmachari, he's a mamachari. He can't leave Vishnupriya. Their love is so powerful. There had to be something more powerful that took him away. And there was. What was that? Srimati Radharani Ke! To repay his debt to Srimati Radharani, he had to give them up. Just as when Krishna at Vansivat blew on his flute and the gopis left their husbands, left their children and families, their homes and ran in the dead of the night to Krishna. Krishna had to repay his debt in the same way. He left his home. He left his mother. He left his wife. He left his friends and ran in the dead of night. This is Gaura's Sannyas Leela. And that Sannyas Leela is the beginning of his Gambhira Leela. He entered into Orissa on what day? The day of Dolapurnima. And they have a big festival in Orissa. If you go to Lalit Giri, we went a few years ago with Fakir Mohan Prabhu, they have over 300 Radha Krishna deities come from all over the state with kirtan groups. They start coming about 4 in the morning. Dola means swang in Bengali and I think in Oriya. And the Dola Yatra is when they're carrying the deities on a palanquin and they're swaying back and forth. And they come and they park all the deities in one place and they have a huge kirtan mela for several days. And they also do holi, because that day is also the day of holi. And it's also another day you may be familiar with. It's Gaura Purnima Day. That's the day that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered into Orissa. Who is Gaura? Gaura is a compound word. Go, Ra. Go means Govinda. And Ra means Radha. That person who's a combined form of Govinda and Radha, that's Gaura. And he came here to Sri Jagannath Puri Dham and locked himself up in this room to repay his debt to Radharani. We were singing about this last night, how he was relishing the songs of Chandidas and Vidyapati and Jayadev Goswami. And in this way, he repaid his debt to Srimati Radharani. Because in realms of love, in the matter of love, when you have a debt, you can't repay it with currency. You can't repay it with some material object. There's only one kind of currency you can repay this love with, and that's love itself. And he had to become one-pointed. He had to come to school. So he heard here in this place from Lalita and Vishakha in the forms of Srup Damodar and Roy Ramananda. We asked a question last night, why did Gadadhar Pandit not come? This is a very big subject. Maybe we'll speak something more about this later on. I don't know when we'll be giving classes, so we should say something now. Je Rupa Chinche Dasi Se Rupa Hoy. The answer is in this line from Chaitanya Bhagavat. According to the mood a devotee has, the Lord responds and assumes a particular mood. Example, when Tulsidas, the great devotee of Lord Ramachandra, came to Jagannath Puri, someone had told him that Jagannath is Param Brahma. Yes, I want to see. So he came here and he stood in front of Jagannath and he was looking at him. This is not Param Brahma. I don't see my Raghunath here. I'm leaving this place. And he wouldn't even take prasadam. He left there. And he went some distance back near the river of Bhargavi River. And he was staying there that night. And that night he had a dream. And in his dream he saw Lakshmi and Narayan speaking together. And Lakshmi Devi was upset. She was chastising her husband. How is it your devotee came here and you didn't give him any prasadam? And Lord Narayan said, he only wants to see my form, is Lord Ramachandra. Then you should show him that form. And he had that dream, he woke up, what is this? So he came back to the temple, and this time when he came to the temple, he didn't see Jagannath, he didn't see Balaram, he didn't see Subhadra, he saw Lord Ramachandra, Lakshman, and Sita. They manifested that form to him because of the nature of his love. On another occasion, there was a devotee from South India who also heard that Jagannath is Param Brahma. I'll go and see. But he was a Ganapatni Bhakta, a devotee of Ganesh. So he thought, if Jagannath is really Param Brahma, he'll show his form to me as Ganesh. So he came on the day of Snanyatra. And when he came before Lord Jagannath, suddenly Lord Jagannath manifested a long trunk and big ears of an elephant, Hativesh. Every year, to commemorate that pastime, they have a special dress for Jagannath called Hativesh. So according to the mood of the devotee, the Lord reciprocates accordingly. So for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this was dangerous. If Gadadhar comes too close to him, here in Jagannath Puri Dham, he'll become Shama Sundar. And he won't be able to taste Radha Bhav. So he had to keep Gadadhar Pandit at some distance. Just like we were speaking about a drama that we want to do. And maybe I'll play Vrindavan Bihari Prabhu. Very nice drama. So if I ask Vrindavan Bihari to tell me his intimate secret moods, He's not going to do it. So I have to ask his friend. We said this last night. But then there may be a curtain. And off the side of the stage, Vrindavan Bihari may be there watching. No, no, no. We should cry more. With more feeling. Call out Krishna's name. He'll give me some instruction how to taste his mood. Will you do that for me, Prabhuji? So that was the service of Gadadhar Pandit. And the curtain that separated Gaura from Gadadhar was Chatak Parvat. But still, the problem was there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had to distract Gadadhar Pandit somehow. So he gave him the service of Tota Gopinath. Some Vaishnavas say this. Otherwise, some Rasabhas may take place. He's relishing the mood of Srimati Radharani, and then Radharani is there in the form of Gadadhar Pandit. So to keep Gadadhar engaged, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him Tota Gopinath. And there's some more esoteric things we could say. I don't want to go in that direction right now. Maybe we'll write about it someday. Another interesting thing is here in the Gambira. This is the place of Gaura's Gambira Leela. He locked himself up in this little room. The room had no window in that day. There was only one door. Sometimes, at night, the devotees, they would take rest. Mahaprabhu would be inside the room. And then they would hear him crying inside. And sometimes, Mahaprabhu would start rubbing his face on the wall. His face is so soft. And his face would begin bleeding. And sometimes, the sound of his crying would stop. And the devotees would wake up and go inside to see what had happened. And they would find him gone. So Govinda, Mahaprabhu's servant, started sleeping right in front of the doorway. So Mahaprabhu couldn't get away. One such night, Govinda could hear Mahaprabhu crying and crying, Kotai Krishna, Kotai Krishna. Oh Krishna, where are you? Where are you? This is a very nice song that Basudev Ghosh sings. Singa Dwara Tyaji Gora Samudrari Dhaya. Mahaprabhu is running from the Singa Dwara gate to the ocean, calling out, Kota Krishna, Kota Krishna. Kota means Kotai in poetic language. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Sabare Sudai, calling out, Chodike Bhakata Gana Hari Guna Gai. On all four sides, the devotees are singing kirtan. What kind of kirtan? They're not chanting Gauranam. Why do we sing Nittai Gaur Hari Bol? Because Nittai and Gaur, they like to hear Hari Bol. They like to hear the name of Lord Hari because he's in Radhabhav. And Radharani likes to hear the name of Krishna. If the gopis start saying Radhe, Radhe, just say, what kind of noise are you making? Stop that. Chant Hari, chant Hari. So Gaura is Krishna and Radhabhav. Hare Krishna Maharaj. This is Mahant Maharaj. Dhyan Chandra Maharaj, the Mahant of Gambira. Shri Dhyan Chandra Maharaj. Okay. Yeah. Dhyan Chandra Maharaj, can you please ask him to come for a moment? Oh Maharaj. Go take a minute. Go take a second. Just here, take it. Please excuse me. We brought a gift for him. I wanted to give him some big picture, a poster of Radhasham Sundar Vrindavan and some calendar book. He's a very, very wonderful saint. He had some affection for my Guru Maharaj also. So, should we continue? I don't remember where we were at.
Hari Bol.
Why do we chant Nittai Gaur Hari Bol? Because Nittai and Gaur, they want to hear Hari Bol. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he wants to hear Krishna Nam, not Gaura Nam. What is the verse in Chaitanya Bhagavat? You remember? Guru Maharaj used to always sing. Jariyama prati sneha take sabaka tabe Krishna vyati rikta naga ibeya. Hey, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Jedi Ama Pratisneha, if you really love me, then you love my instructions. Chant Krishna's name. Don't chant any other name. Don't chant my name. This is the secret of our japa. Our japa is service to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Some people say chanting Krishna's name is very difficult because 10 offenses are there. So we'll chant Goranam. It's better. Goranam, there's no aparad considered. But we have a better program yet. The better program is pleasing Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And we please Him by serving Him, by chanting Krishna's name. And this is what was going on here in the Gambira. So, he was chanting Krishna's name one night and crying. And after some time, the sound stopped and Govinda woke up. He opened the door, which was locked from the outside. Only one door and no window, went inside, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was gone. We'd like to see Piri Mahaprabhu do that magic trick. Yes? Later on, maybe. So the devotees became an anxiety. They went looking for the Lord. Govinda woke up Sukhdamara and Roy Ramananda and some say Raghunath Das Goswami who was here, and they say Chaitanya Charitamrita says they went to four places. They went to the Gundicha temple. That's where Mahaprabhu went every year throughout the Ratha time. They went to Alarnath Brahmagiri, where we're going tomorrow. A very amazing place. One of the most special places in Jagannath Puri. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta's favorite place. If you're not going tomorrow, you have my sympathy. They went there looking for Mahaprabhu because every year during the Anavastra period, Mahaprabhu was going there. They also went to the Singhadwara gate where Mahaprabhu was going every day. That's where they found him. And they went to a fourth place. Konark. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta raises a question. Why did they go to Konark? Konark is only mentioned twice in Chaitanya Charitamrita. If you've been to Konark, you may know what I'm saying. Sometimes devotees ask me to take them there. I say, well, gee, you can go if you like. It's a nice place for tourism. They charge you 200 rupees just to go inside. And it's a fantastic building. Architecture is very nice, but there's not very much rasa there. It's just a lot of tourists and people wanting to sell you things. It's kind of like the bhav of going to Disneyland or something. It's not so relishable. So, why did they go to the Konark temple? Konark is mentioned one other time when Mahaprabhu once saw the ocean like the Jamuna and became mad in ecstasy and jumped in. And the water carried him to Konark. And you may know the story, how Supdamata Goswami became a ghostbuster and went there and met a fisherman who thought he was mad because he touched the body of Mahaprabhu and he couldn't stop chanting, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. And he told him, don't worry, I'm a famous exorcist, I can drive the ghost out. That's one time. And the only time that Mahaprabhu... So why did they go looking in Konark? There's a bad joke. For those of you here the last few years, you've heard this joke, please forgive me. It's bad enough to hear a bad joke one time. There's a bad joke in America. Once there was a man who lost some money. And he was looking for it on the street. Someone saw him and said, you lost something? Yes, I lost some money. Where did you lose it? I'll help you look for it. And he told him, I lost it two blocks away. I said, why are you looking here then? He said, because the light is better here. There's no light down there. I can't see there. Is it a good joke, Pancharatna Prabhu? Not a very good joke. But it has a purport. We want to look where the light is. They went looking at the Konark temple. Konark is another name for the sun god, Suryadev. That's where the light is. They're not so foolish, like some foolish person looking in some place just because the light is better. Why did they go looking at Konark? Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur says, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going there every day. Why was he going there every day? Not such a very rustic place. Because he's in Radhabhav. Where does Radharani go every day at noontime? She goes to Suryakund to worship the sun god. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati said in the same way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the mood of Radha was going every day to Konark to worship Suryadev. And this is why the devotees were looking for him. And those, because Jagannath Puri Dham is Gupta Vrindavan. It has to be Vrindavan. You can't taste Radhabhav in Brooklyn, in New Hampshire. You can't taste Radhabhav in France or in Canada. It's not possible. Only in Vrindavan. But this place is Vrindavan, but it's not Vrindavan. It's not Vrindavan on the outside. It's Vrindavan on the inside. It's Gupta Vrindavan. It's Vipralamba Ketra, the place of separation. And the devotees, they found Mahaprabhu in front of the Singhadwara gate. And what form did they find him in? His arms and legs had shrunk inside of his body. Like a turtle, Karma Roop. Or like another form of the Lord we see in Jagannath Puri, Lord Jagannath. That form of Lord Jagannath, when his hands and legs go inside of his body and his eyes become very big and his smile is there, that's Mahabhav Prakash. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifested a similar form in front of the Jagannath Mandir. And the devotees came to him and they began chanting Krishna's name. And then Mahaprabhu regained external consciousness. So many, many things took place here in the Gambira. This is such a wonderful, deep place. We can say so many things. We can do some kirtan. That's very good. But we should come to this place. You should come to this place and you should stay. Once one wealthy man requested Gorky Shordas Babaji, Maharaj, please accept me as your disciple. And Gorgeshwar told him, you're not sincere, I won't. And the rich man was very hurt. Babaji Maharaj, how can you say that? No, I'm very sincere. You're not sincere. No, I am sincere. No, you're not. You won't do whatever I tell you. No, I will. Whatever you tell me, I'll do. Very good. Then give up your home and all your wealth and stay right here with me. Oh, I can't do that. Then go away. He told him. So at this place, if we want to enter into the Gambira, you can't leave. There's no return ticket back to America. You have to leave your heart here. Just like Krishna, every day he leaves Vrindavan and goes to Kamyavan or Gokulavan, different forests to herd the cows. And all the Brijbasis follow him to the edge of the forest. Mother Yashoda is crying and telling Balaram, watch out for him. She's telling the boys, make sure he eats enough. And Krishna finally gets away from them. And as he's going, he turns back and looks and he sees them all standing there, stunned like statues. And Krishna thought to himself at that time, their eyes are following me. And their hearts are also coming with me. So let me steal their hearts and take their hearts with me. So if we want to enter into Gambira, we have to offer our heart on this altar of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan Jagya and leave your heart here in this place. And then you can go back, like that movie I heard about, The Night of the Living Dead. You can go back to America, back to your country, and externally your body's moving, but your heart is here in the Gambira. This is what we should all do in this place. This is the purport of Gaura Gambira. Shri Prem Purushottam Sachinandana Gora Hare Ke Shri Gam Gora Gambira Ke Shri Vipralamba Keta Jagannath Puri Dhamma Ke Vapremanande Vanchakalpadarubhishcha Kupasindubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhya Vaishnava. It's a little late, but maybe we have time for one or two questions. I'm very sorry. Please don't be angry with me. There's also stories about the deities here. You can ask Krishna Kund sometimes. Some of you or some other devotees who may know the stories of Radhakant. There's a very wonderful deity here, a Gopal Guru Goswami. Too many things to say in a short time. Are there any questions or comments from anyone? Pancharatnabhu, you want to add something? Or?
No, I just was wondering because you said they went to Sonar, they went to Alarnath, these are different places. You're going to have to go by bus. And Vrindavan, where the distances become shorter and the
very
time
good.
And space is all sort of different in Gaur Lila.
So Prabhuji is asking a very good question and he knows the answer. In the Prema Vilas by Nityananda Das, he gives a description. The same question comes, how is it that Radha and Krishna are going in the same day from Vrindavan to Koshi? Koshi's a long ways away from Vrindavan, and Barsana and Yavat and Nandagaon, so many distant places, and they go very quickly. And he describes that Braj is like a lotus. And sometimes the petals of the lotus are open and the distances are very great. Other times the lotus closes and then the petals are very close and they can go very quickly. So this is my humble understanding. Jagannath Puri Dham is Gupta Vrindavan. It's also like that transcendental lotus, and it may be open or it may be closed. Vasudev Prabhu, you had something?
Just a very I'm curious to know how much of the present structure was there at the time of the temple, his room. Was it, has it been reconstructed since, or was it as it is today?
Some things I've promised not to tell. Jan Chandra Maharaj, he was a previous Mahant. The Mahant just before him was Satchidananda Maharaj. Now he's the Mahant at the Radhakant Mutt. There's another Radhakant Mutt. This is a Radhakant. There's a second Radhakant Mutt, which has the deities of Narottam Das Thakur. And maybe we might go there in a few days. I don't know. They do 24-hour kirtan, Nitai Gauradi Sham, so it's not so easy for us to do kirtan and katha there. But I asked that Maharaj the same question, and he told me nothing. Nothing here is from the time, original time of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And that's all that I'm going to say. Okay? Anything else is there? Prabhuji?
Maybe the shoes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Yes, very good. The shoes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with his kamandalu, his water potter here. I heard that 20 years ago they were putting him on devotees' heads. We're not so fortunate. You had that happen? So we can take the dust from your feet and get some of the dust from Mahaprabhu's shoes? Okay, anything else is there? Srila Prabhupada ke Samaveda Bhaktivinoda ke Gopremanande. So one last thing, we can go from here just inside where they're doing kirtan, and you can offer obeisances, please, one at a time and go quickly. There you can see through the window the Gambira room, and you can see in a locked box Mahaprabhu's original shoes and his original kamandalu. If you go a little past that, maybe someone may show you, there's an Akunda Deep, a lamp which has been burning, they say, for hundreds and hundreds of years. So you can offer your pranams and come out, and if anybody is interested, we're going to chant japa walking back, and you can go with us if you'd like. We'll just meet just here in the shade in 5-10 minutes.